Hello guys, welcome to our podcast, The Cunning Buffoons. My name's Dylan.
I'm Andrew.
I'm Kelsey.
And on this week's episode of Are You Dumber Than a Fifth Grader? The answer is
yes.
Yes.
So on this week's episode, I'm going to sing you some songs I wrote myself.
Please don't.
Oh. You think I'm going anywhere, guys?
No. That poor boy was a lovesick puppy back then.
Yeah, this is not love.
No, that's not love.
Oh, then you found the wrong notebook.
Lick my balls is not love.
Let's not sing that.
He's not singing it. He's just playing the title.
You want me to sing it? Because it's not the song you're thinking of.
My favorite song that he used to have was Chance had the Snoopy song. They sung about how cool Snoopy was, and it was, I really enjoyed that song. It was like a Snoopy. I don't remember it or nothing, but because it's been a long time, but I enjoyed that one.
He's better at rhyming than I was. I mean, like, this actually rhymes. When I tried to write music, it would be, like, horrible.
What was that one song we made?
Me and you made a song?
Yeah, it was like...
I don't remember this.
It was, the paper was over there. I don't know if it's still over there.
Oh, that crap? Oh, I do remember that. I thought you were being, like, serious. Like, me and you actually thought we were writing.
Very stupid
song. I was like, I thought, me and you actually thought we were going to write a song one time. No way that's
really,
happened.
Really stupid. Like, might be worse than Lick My Balls.
I was about to say, how tired was I?
I think you were pretty tired, actually.
What's your name? What's your number? I wrote mine on the bathroom stall. It reads, 1-800, Lick My Balls. Why don't you go give it a call? That's the first little bit. Then you got the chorus, which is lick my balls, lick my balls, lick my balls, lick my balls. I got that home.
It took me that part. Like, I was like, why does that look weird?
I got home that evening. I heard the phone ring. I picked it up. And it was you. You know what? You know what about to do. I'm guessing he like didn't write like I'm there.
You mean read this? I want you to read that one. Saturday one?
Saturday, I got you. Saturday morning?
I thought it was that one. Like, I thought it was like three pages. Oh yeah, no, yeah, that one.
Holy bad handwriting.
Yeah, I know, right?
Saturday morning. It was Saturday morning before I realized. Before I realized what day it was. It was Saturday morning. No, duh.
And this was the one of us that wasn't like an alcoholic and on drugs.
It shows how fine, quickly. It shows how time. Holy. Shows how time quickly passes as by.
Us.
That an A.
That is an A.
Passes us by. I'm crying, don't know why. I keep trying, people pushing me down the line.
I played
stop
music.
And go.
I didn't write songs.
Stop and go without some old soul. People always crashing. Things won't slow down because the world keeps spinning around. Slow down, slow down. Oh, hang on. It's probably more like slow down or something because it's like stretch out. So slow down. Slow down.
Heave ho.
It was Saturday morning. Before I went and got the mail, it was
not
Saturday
Sunday,
morning. Who knows what day it is? I can't tell.
It's Saturday morning. It's the whole purpose of the darn song.
Repeat one chorus. Repeat.
Pre-chorus.
Oh. Yeah, repeat pre-chorus. Repeat chorus.
I need to get a hold
of
him.
Hang on.
And see if he like would like to take this book and actually, well, let's do some actual recording.
Why does he say? Why does he say Saturday morning? For I went and got the mail. For I.
Like before I.
No, no. For I got the mail.
I don't know.
It was Saturday morning before I got the mail.
That's how I imagine you guys sounded, except for a lot more emo and depressed. And I can just picture Brandon with like the most like emo hair ever, and he was like,
"Why do you think we were emo?"
I don't know.
We were a little before that.
No, I just feel like that just looks like something Brandon would have had a haircut at. I don't know why.
The doing your head like that thing, that came with High School Musical and Zac Efron.
Okay,
and
well, if it did, like, I don't care. I'm just saying that just looks saying. Like something Brandon would do.
I'm just saying. We were before that.
No offense, Brandon.
None taken.
That day, unthoughtful dreams, breath. Why does he X them out?
Probably because it was a bad song.
He didn't like that one. Yeah, he was like, this sucks.
I breathe. I don't know why I keep trying. I breathe. Sometimes I feel like dying. I breathe is what I'm guessing was going to go again, but he gave up.
I don't know. He quit breathing, I guess.
Crying sound.
He was breathing too deep. Got hyperfixated.
I'm tired of all this crap. Every day, it's always in my way. People falling down, people crying sound.
What? Okay, no, I'm not sending it to him. We're recording them, and you're going to be our singer.
We should have brought the guitar the bring here, and you could
I am
smelling breathe. Like a rose that somebody gave
I am
me
bringing,
on
I am
birthday
bringing,
deathbed. I'm,
oh, okay, guys, this one's like heartbreaking, guys. He's bringing you down with me. Can't you see? I am thinking about these things again. When will it ever end? Brown paper bay? Huh?
Bag.
Bag, most likely.
Bro,
brown
what?
Paper bay.
That is a.
He meant to connect the G, but stopped.
Bring me the thing I need. Brown paper bag. Make me free. I am a homeless man. I am a lonely man. Bring me life or bring me.
It's like Evanescence, but homeless. Homeless Bob.
Sharpened knife.
Give me a Sherpa knife.
I am bleeding. Oh. Oh. M life away. I thought that said MILF for a second.
MILF? I am bleeding.
Lord,
MILF life
please
away.
Save. Continue to next page.
Continue to next page.
He actually went on more.
I am feeling nothing at all. It's all gone. Black plastic bag. While we're getting real.
Why is the song not called Black Plastic Bag?
No, just it started with a brown plastic bag or paper bag.
Carried me away
it's
from my
the
home.
Bringing.
Dude, you got to realize that. Like,
black plastic bag.
I never
it
saw this notebook.
Free.
I don't even
it
know how it wound
free.
Up in my stuff because it's his notebook.
Well,
but like obviously he didn't let us know a lot of what he wrote in this stuff because like.
Oh, holy.
I wonder why.
He cold only, outside. This is all in pen. He was like.
Passionate.
He knew this one was about to cook up.
Chance music by Brandon.
What does it say?
Lyrics this one, by this one was written by Chance.
Oh, okay.
And the music was played by Brandon.
Yeah, the music that's not being played.
Yeah.
It's cold outside as the train goes by. What train?
I don't know. Maybe we were in War
Trade. What train? What train? As the train goes by, S, it's cold outside as I listen to her cry. It's cold outside as she goes away. Maybe I'll, what's that line for? See her again someday. It's been a long time since she left my side. That day, long ago, when it was cold outside.
Why can't he spell maybe?
I don't know.
Where
you're asking me questions about people that I don't see very often.
M-A-B-Y.
You forgot one letter.
It was cold outside when she went away. I knew I'd see her again someday. Harmonica.
That's not a harmonica. What's a harmonica sound like? Do a harmonica. I know you can. Go. That is not a harmonica.
I can't whistle.
And then it's cold outside. It's cold outside. It's cold outside.
It's a harmonica, right?
So why are you just reading a song lyric book from
so
25 years ago?
They're so bad. Angel. Did he write this about your kid? That's kind of weird.
No.
Probably not.
This would be before Angel was born.
Is there a reason you named her Angel?
No. We named her Angela.
Let's see what the last, fair like enough. The last.
We just called her Angel because Angela is too long.
Ew,
too much
that?
Name.
Brandon probably ran out of toilet paper.
You should smell it.
No chance.
Taste it. You always got to taste it. Don't smell nothing.
Why
taste
is
everything.
Blood?
Is that blood?
Probably. He probably cut himself. He was all depressed when he started reading his own lyrics.
Wish you'd come home. This sounds like a knockoff to Wish You Were Here.
Wish you'd come home.
Is it any good, though?
If you left a note on the table and it said, I'm not coming back, I'm not
coming back.
Is it a double negative? Does it equal a positive?
Ain't no sunshine when she's
not,
gone.
Not able?
I'm not able to hear these facts.
That would mean you are indeed able.
I wish you'd come home. I wish you'd come home.
Well, it's not able.
I wish you'd
correct.
Come home.
Which
I wish
you
you'd come
so
home.
Able, right?
Exactly.
I called you that evening to say I love you.
I love you.
Didn't feel stupid. My song sucked.
Keeps ripping the hairs out of my mustache.
Letter A, letter Q, letter B.
No, letter.
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 I get home at A, yeah. Specifically.
Like, letter cry.
I get. Were any of you guys married?
Fall down like rain. No, I was the only one that had a girl.
Well,
his parents had separated, though. Maybe that's.
I got
that
home
from,
at 9:30, and I picked
know.
Up the.
He was a lovesick puppy.
Poem. Like, then I. No, the phone. Then
I picked
I,
up the poem. The poem phone.
The,
you must recite
picked
the poetry.
Up the phone. Then I.
Hello, operator.
Well,
dialed your number.
Can I make this call?
And there was
operator.
Nobody
on the matchbook.
At home. La, la, la. Nah, 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 baby, I love you. So I wrote you a letter. There's nothing else I could do.
Can I just
letter?
We're gonna start
said,
just
baby,
printing off lyrics, not for
said,
the podcast, but
baby,
it's for fun.
I love you.
Of songs
repeat
he's never
chorus.
Heard.
So I sit and think about you, how much I love to
he's
see
fixated.
Your eyes.
His
and
mental,
I,
his mental incapacities
when
have
I'm
fixated
around
him.
You, there's so many things that run through my mind. I want to hold you tight, never let you go. You're not going to change my life.
Really?
Next page.
Shake your peaches.
I saw a little.
Really love your peaches.
Yeah,
want to shake your tree.
I'm still waiting for the day when you're mine. That's all I ever think and say.
See? I told you.
When that day comes, I'll be fine.
Bless it.
The Addictions.
And the sad part is, none of that is the songs we actually played.
I don't really remember any songs you guys actually played.
I couldn't at the moment either.
I'm sorry, Lef.
No, you're fine. There was a few that were, people really enjoyed and were really good, but, there was a few. We were good musicians. We needed a...
Lick My Balls. That was heat.
We needed better...
Singer.
Songwriters. There was a few good songs that we wrote. Now, as far as, musically, we were phenomenal. But, I never was a lyrics guy. I couldn't tell you half the lyrics of the songs that I know. Now, she can, like, sing just about everything she's ever heard, but I don't really pay much attention to the lyrics a lot of times. I enjoy the music more. The music is what interests me. That's why I like Tool and System of a Down and some of them type bands, is because their music is extremely intricate and well thought out.
I want the lyrics to tell me a story. When they tell me a story, it makes me incredibly happy.
The lyrics to tell me a story.
Yes.
Oh, you're saying you like the lyrics to tell you the story. Yes. I thought you said, I want the lyrics to tell me a story. I'm like, I don't know the song, Tell Me a Story. You got Google right there. Look it up.
That's what she said.
That's what she said.
I'm saying when I listen to music, you're talking about me knowing the lyrics. Like, if they tell me a story, I'm going to know them a lot better than if they're just, like, random.
Like, lick my balls.
That's telling a story. He wrote it on the bathroom stall. Somebody actually called him. They hooked up. It was a good time. Several diseases involved, you know.
Probably anyone that goes to your school.
Okay, you don't probably know many people like this.
Let me just say, that is in the days before.
Cell phones?
No, before bathrooms went both ways. Just saying. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I mean, as long as you close your eyes. And if they got short hair, just don't grab it. You just pretend it's a woman.
Women can have short hair.
Yeah. But not usually scruff on her face.
I mean, maybe don't grab that.
But anyways, you guys' generation, it's starting to be a little better. But like the end of our generation, in between us and you guys, was a whole lot of the hookup culture starting to get popular. Of just like the apps where you get on and you look somebody up and then you go meet and you bang and then you go on about your business. I never understood that. Like,
I think that was a little bit after me, I think.
Well, I mean, it still goes on quite a bit. There's a whole lot of people that I know that are just like, oh, I never want to get married because I just want to do this for the rest of my life. And it's like, you realize you'll get old. And unless you have tons of money as a guy, it's going to be hard to keep that up. Like, nobody.
You missed a good class yesterday.
Bad.
Class? Oh, jiu-jitsu class? Yeah, you did. We played King of the Hill. I love King of the Hill.
I know King of the Hill, but how do you play that?
Huh?
Three people lay on the ground.
No.
And then three people, one for each person.
You got to put your mouth more towards the
ground. They don't lay on the ground. They sit up. And are the hill.
I'll be there Monday.
You'll be there Monday?
I can't be there Tuesday.
So. Monday. Monday's
my
no gi, too.
My mom wants me to go to freaking uncle's birthday party for some reason. I don't know why.
Your mom wants you to go celebrate family's birthdays with her?
Yeah.
Do you like this uncle?
He's all right.
All right. Chill then. Bring me some cake.
Hey, did y'all eat all that cake?
The like, random cake in the fridge? Yeah, we finished that puppy. That thing was good.
I meant to ask last week. Pretty good cake, actually.
Well, no, but basically three people
there,
lay on the ground.
It wouldn't be anymore.
And then you
it
like...
It would be week two of
someone,
that cake
the person
just
on the,
sitting in the
what
fridge.
Are we talking about, you know? Cake?
Yuck. Oh, yeah, don't worry about it.
And a short skirt. And a long
basically, you
jacket.
Just one person tries to sleep, and the other person tries to pass guard or getting them out. Or
yeah, some people don't like it. Like, we don't play King of the Hill very often, but like sometimes, like, he'll call King of the Hill, and like, there's some people like, oh, King of the Hill, but like, I love it. Makes me feel like a third grader playing kickball. Like, everybody's in line just waiting. It's a blast. Zach come over to me, and he's like, freaking King of the Hill. Yeah,
I got beat up.
It's not hard to do. Okay.
Wait, what is the... So, yeah, there's three people on the ground. What's the other person trying to do?
The person's trying to pass their guard.
No, there's three people on the ground, and, like, they're, like, separate.
Yeah, you're not attacking them all at once.
Oh, see, I took it as there's three people on the ground, and there's one other person trying to...
Okay, hang on.
Right?
Imagine we're right here, and there's three people.
Let me back
we're
up.
We're each walking to one person.
Oh, yeah, okay. For King of the Hill, one person sits down. Then we usually do three so that everybody can go, but then everybody else lines up, and then... Whoever's the first person just takes the first person, second takes second, third takes third. If you're on the ground, your goal is to sweep them
or submit them. If you're on the top, your goal is to get past their guard somehow. And like it's pretty funny to watch. And it's hilarious and it's a blast to participate in. I enjoy King of the Hill.
Who is the three people?
At the start?
Or does it change or is it all?
Yeah, he just points. Yes, there are three dedicated King of the Hill
guard,
people.
I thought it would be.
When you pass guard, if you are able to, you become that king and you
the
take
other person
their place.
Gets in line.
If you can't pass their guard, they get to stay the king and you have to go.
I guess it shouldn't be called King of the Hill. Should it be called like King of the Miners or something? Because you're not trying to get up on a hill. You're trying to get like down
it not
under.
Be called.
Listen, we ain't going there. I told you we're not Catholic.
I don't care. We're not calling it that.
Can you go get my collar? My frock?
M-I-N-E-R.
Yes. Like coal miners.
When you were
miners.
A kid, you longed for the mine.
As a kid, I yearned for the mine.
Yearning. Do you know what yearning means?
I think. Still never watched that movie, though.
Yearning? It depends on, like,
it's
you don't know what yearning is?
Give me a definition. Sure. Come on, Google.
You don't know what
it's
yearning
wanting
is?
Wanting something.
I'm pretty sure.
It's not just wanting something.
Like in the pit of your stomach.
Like yearning. Like just needing it.
It depends.
You gotta have
it so bad.
Like what kind of yearning? What scenario? What's a scenario? Build something.
Build a scenario just randomly in my head.
To have an intense feeling of longing for something.
Now build a scenario.
Okay. When I go to 4-H camps, I am away from my wife for a week, and I yearn for her presence.
See, apparently male yearning people think that's attractive.
What? When you want to be with your woman?
Yeah, like...
Yeah, there's something about it. Like, women like it when you want to be in their
presence. No, like I don't know how to explain it.
You're going to have to, like, get a whole lot more detailed and or make sense.
It
whichever one you choose to
have
do.
Sexual connotations. Is that what you mean?
No.
No. Okay. Okay.
If I'm yearning, it's for you.
I understand.
If I'm yearning, it's for that over there. Thanks, hot. Sorry. Okay, so I continue.
And you are speaking of...
Yearning is just like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, you haven't seen Apothecary Diaries, right?
No.
Okay, you're going to just explain this. Try it. Give it a shot. Pull a test and just go.
So basically, male yearning. I don't know.
It's just when yearning is just when a male yearns for someone?
Yeah, but like.
To have an intense feeling of longing for something. Typically something that one has been separated from.
Basically,
or that is unattainable.
Being a simp.
Oh no!
Why'd you point at me?
There is a huge difference.
I don't think there's a difference because, like, okay, there is a difference because some simp behavior is like, I'll call you mommy if you ask me to. That's crazy simp behavior.
I mean, I'll call her mommy if she wants me to, and then it has nothing to do with simping.
Do you know what simping behavior is?
Look it up, Mama. Read
it
for her.
I'm looking it up because I have no idea.
She's not gonna like it,
Mom. You don't know what a simp is?
No. A simp is a derogatory slang term for a man who displays excessive attention, admiration, or subservience to a woman, often in the hope of receiving romantic or sexual favors that are not reciprocated. That's sad. This behavior, known as simping, involves going to great lengths to please someone, even at the cost of one's dignity or normal behavior. The term gained significant popularity on social media platforms like TikTok and Twitch.
Yeah, but
TV
like not like full
simp
behavior.
Okay, so here's the thing. As a woman, yes, attention. Yes, and admiration.
See,
I do not desire subservience. And if you do, woman, that's because your ego is too large.
That's what I'm saying. Simp behavior is, I think, I would never find that attractive.
Well, that's what I'm telling you. There's a big difference between yearning for someone and simping for someone is a big difference. Yearning for someone means you're going to pursue them. You want to be around them. You miss their presence. Like, you have an intense desire to be with them. Simping is, most of the time, the guy just wants the girl for her body. You know, because most of the guys that are going to simp for a girl are going to simp for someone who's highly attractive, but more than likely a jerk. And they're going to go after women that all the other people won't.
That tastes terrible.
And, you know, it's a waste of their time and effort, which I've never understood. Like the high school and the, what's that thing before high school? Not preschool, middle school.
Yeah.
But like you see, like when we were kids and we went to public school, so like they didn't go to public school, so they don't know this. But like there would be one girl
they
and like
have televisions. They know
all the guys. Also went to school. The majority of the guys would want that one girl. Or there would be a couple guys that like everybody thought was attractive. And because of that, all the girls were like after them couple guys. And when all reality, if you actually were to like sit down with most of these kids and be like, okay, do you really like this person or do you just want them because everybody else wants them? And like it's confusing because not everybody has the same visual taste. I know a lot of guys that their wives are not attractive to me at all. They find them freakishly attractive and they love them and that's fine, but I'm not attracted to them.
Thank you.
But
for not being attracted to other men's wives.
And, you know, I've met guys that were, like, head over heels in love with their women, and I'm like, I'm sorry, she's ugly.
Don't say that.
And I've met girls that were head over heels for guys, and it's
this
like...
This is the socket y'all could
They look like Skeletor and Ed the Horse had a baby and then raised it in a cave with no sunlight. They're ugly. And they don't even have good personalities. Like, I don't know what you find attractive about that, but, like, attraction is different. But, like, you see a lot of society try to train you to be attracted to what the majority want to be attracted to.
Yes.
I don't even see Rust.
It's much easier if we all fit in a box. In the same box.
Yeah, but then it's... I'm the man in the box.
Okay, but correct me if I'm wrong. If we all fit in the same box, is that bastard not crowded and smelly?
No, for sure.
I like to be, like, out in the open.
I'm just saying, why do doctors have a BMI chart?
A what?
Because for a certain average body mass index.
Body mass index.
Thank you.
For a certain average of people, overall average, a doctor should be able to look at a chart that gives you an overall average and then evaluate the people based on their actual health. Because if you come in there and you're 5'4" and 490 pounds, and a doctor looks at you and is like, well, you're perfectly healthy. That doctor is violating his Hippocratic Oath.
Okay. Yes. But what I am saying is whoever decided that people needed to fit in the same mold.
Well, I mean,
that's why they say that this is attractive and this is not, and magazines and TV stars and all of that. Individuality is almost always discouraged, and fitting into a mold is encouraged.
Yeah, but there's no fun.
Oh, I agree. And it's
boring.
Completely the opposite of how we were created.
And that's the what cracks me up. And you're talking about creation, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard people talk about Adam and Eve. Right, and they're like, well, Eve, you know, and they'll talk about, you know, she had to look like this woman, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, Eve could have been 6'4" and 290 of pure muscle. Yeah. We don't know. It was whatever Adam was most attracted to. When David stepped out on the rooftop and looked at Bathsheba, and he's like, oh, I got to have that, yo. We don't know what she looked like. It never describes what she looked like. It's what David liked to look at.
And just based on, like, how, if you look at trends and through history, it's probably nothing like what we picture because beauty changes in the eye of everybody.
There was a large part of Victorian era to where, like, a woman being very thick and fatter and pale was very attractive, but it had nothing to do with the actual beauty. It had everything to do with she was very attractive because that means she was wealthy.
Yeah, and she could provide for you.
Yeah, she'd be my sugar mama because she eats all the sugar. She's got to have some left.
Nah.
Look, I like stopped paying attention like a while back. What?
We were talking about attractiveness and beauty and how, like, society and a lot of people try to... This is what's the beauty standard. Like, you got the girls' magazines and the 17 and all that. Then you got the guys' magazines with their guns and everything. And they always show the same type of body type of women, right?
I mean, wokeness has done away with a lot of that.
Not anymore.
But
for women, not for guys.
That's true.
If you see what the women look at, it's going to be, everyone's going to be like, well, we don't want much. We only want this, this, and this. And then they picture, you know, Henry Cavill as Superman. It's like, sorry, that's not 98% of the population.
No, here's the problem is now they're just letting fat people be models, even though they're not attractive.
You
I'm sorry.
There's someone that finds them attractive.
I don't want to see you in a bikini. Really
nobody
pounds.
Wants to see me in a Speedo, but that's why I go out in a Speedo.
No, you don't. You've never been in a Speedo.
That's what you think.
I would see it.
Yeah. Fat guy in a Speedo is a good website.
It's weird.
Yeah,
it's been a long time since we've been in the back seat together.
All right, now you just made it really weird.
It was weird before, now it's more weird.
It all got weird. Malachi started it with all his weird lyrics and.
Lick my bones, lick my bones.
You're not singing that right.
I have never called one of the numbers on the bathroom stalls.
Please don't.
Choking.
I thought about it.
No.
It would be a good prank call.
When we were down in Georgia. There was some.
It always did confuse me though because like.
Dude,
a lot of times,
time
someone will go
in
the stall
bathroom.
And write the name of, like, a girl that dissed them or something like that.
Okay, fine. But, like, a lot of times, it's like
it's not.
Women's restroom. Like, I don't see it anymore. They've done a lot of jobs of cleaning them up and, like, making them nicer. Like,
well, like, the Tinder and the Grindr and the Come Bang Me apps and stuff like that have done away with a lot of that.
Or, though, when you try to go to a website and it's, like, 46-year-old... I'm trying to think of a name. Jessica is 2.2 miles
older
away.
Women in your area that just want to have sex. It's like,
ew,
why?
What kind of websites are you looking at?
Look, okay. If you look at cars,
piracy anime.
Hang on. If you look at anime, cars, guns, anything to do with manly or weightlifting. If you look up anything that has anything that tells that algorithm that you are a male, it is going to start showing you sex ads. It's going to start popping up stuff. I have to go through my Facebook reels all the time and click on, I don't want to see this person anymore. I don't want to see this person anymore. Because if I look at any tool videos or anything that is, you know, the algorithm says, this is a man, it starts showing women. And apparently there's a lot of guys out there that are lured in by the 46-year-old that lives 4 miles away. Which I could understand that. If you're lonely and single, and you like the chance of venereal diseases. But when it's like 75-year-old women are 4.5 miles away, it's like, that's where the cemetery
that's
is.
That's not a thing, is it? Well, I mean,
surprised.
Okay, hang on, though. But, like, the nursing homes are the most.
Yeah, a lot of disease, a lot of banging. Ain't nothing else to do. Think about anybody you've ever known with dementia, especially a man. What does their speech start turning into? They start letting their inner thoughts out, which is something you ain't got to worry about because I do that already.
Aye, aye, aye.
But you get ready. I'm going to lose the ability to not say things in public. Are you two looking at women again?
What are you
doing? What are you talking about?
What's her name and how far away is she going?
Samantha.
Dylan, don't trust those.
She's only 40.
Do not look up Hustler lawnmowers without specifically typing in the lawnmower behind it. Because Hustler 52-inch comes up with some crazy stuff.
Malachi wanted me to read something.
Oh, is that her? She messaged you back?
Yeah. She said... No, it's
at the Crab Shack, most weirdest restaurant of all time.
I liked it. I thought it was pretty good.
Too much work.
I think that would be a good name for a lingerie store.
Crab Shack?
All right, read it. This was in the bathroom above the toilet.
Notice, please do not flush the following. Sanitary napkins, paper towels, phone bills, goldfish, or hopes and dreams down the toilet. Thank you.
Wow.
And then there's a phone number right beside.
Who did he walk into, though? He walked in there, and the person's like, what are you flushing? Grandpa.
My hopes and dreams. The one of the ones we stopped at on our recent trip had all that, but it also had clothing.
Yeah.
Well, my favorite is the clothing. Signs you see, like, that are like, don't feed or molest the alligators. And it's just like, it'll write out, and it's like, what kind of monster would feed the alligator?
What's that one comedian, the one that's talking about the turtles? He's like, I'm going to get off the plane, and they're like, do not touch the turtles. And he's like, well, I've never thought about wanting to touch a turtle, but I kind of want to touch a turtle now. Sometimes when they tell you not to do stuff.
You want to do it.
Yeah.
Nah. Not really.
Have you followed any speed limit sign?
Yes. I don't speed in my truck.
All right. Fair enough. What about their mind?
Did you tell him what it sounded like me coming out of the driveway the other day?
It just, I knew you were gone. It sounded like the crotch rocket taking off, but I was.
Might have lasted 5 seconds. I was gone. That thing is nice. But I will warn you, it gets a little wobbly at about 140. So it probably needs some balancing on the tires.
Probably just don't go over 85 for a little bit.
Oh, yes. It only goes 130. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Yes, yes, yes. You know this.
Not that she listens anyways, but it only goes to 130.
You'd be surprised.
Is she the one person that actually listens to every episode?
What are we talking about?
She asked me yesterday, I think. No, it was Tuesday. No? Yeah, Tuesday. She was like, who's that guy that was like Malachi, but wasn't Malachi? And I was like,
that was Malachi.
Oh. Yeah, it was Malachi.
So, don't say names. Bro's house is the one in the back.
Good.
Okay, yeah.
Me and him were going to have to. We were going to fist fight.
He'd have whooped your tail. Nah. He'd have mopped a floor with you.
Almost beat the Uchiha. And that's because we were both in a really uncomfortable position for like 3 minutes.
Yeah, sometimes.
You know who I'm talking about?
I always get confused when people.
I think it's the guy I bent his toenail.
They fight for a submission, but they keep going way too long. Like Dylan.
What do you mean?
I'm just kidding.
Fight for a submission?
What? Like when they get you in a position and they're going for a submission, right? And they have your arm, they're going for an arm bar, and you've already slipped out. And they keep fighting to keep the arm bar. It's like, if you know you ain't got it, let go, get control of something else, and transition to something else. Did he just sink that?
I think he did.
You need to go get it out of the trash can, let us put the freaking camera up, and then miss.
You have the camera on?
Yeah, I got that camera's working.
The one in the one that slammed me, Malachi, remember that?
Slammed you?
Tuesday night.
Yo.
You got slammed?
You didn't see that?
I try not to watch that.
Something?
That's a little weird, bro.
Bro, you know, you saw it. I know you saw it. You suck.
Yep, totally missed it.
Good job.
Remember that?
No.
I don't want to say his name. The one, the blue geek.
When?
Tuesday night.
Was it when I went to the gas station, bud?
No, because you look after legit. I came out after that. You really?
Not you blue gee. Well,
yeah, he has a blue gee.
Well, black gee yesterday.
No, he was wearing blue gee Tuesday.
Thick thighs.
Oh, thunder thighs.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that bro's stout.
He freaking like he lifted me off the ground and like
He rolled with Dylan on him.
He comes in there with no gee, little shorts on. It's like, dang son, got them thunder thighs going on.
I can't remember what y'all called him, but I knew it was something with thighs.
You said thick thighs.
I like, it's funny though, because guys you can do that with. You got, how many of you have friends that you call them their nickname or a random name more than you call them their own name? Or.
Fat Mexican.
Like, no neck Nick, you know?
Who's that?
Everybody can say,
that's
no
what
neck
you
Nick.
Call him.
That's how I explain him to everybody.
Look, I always tell people. He's Mexican. He's 4'11". He's 200 pounds. And he can't see and his hairline's receding. Pick a struggle.
Pick a struggle?
Can we pick a struggle in the big 2025?
I feel bad for people. Like, there are people that have, I mean, agree with me on this. There are people that have, they'll have acne, or they'll be short, or they'll be fat, or whatever. And like, I understand that. Like, you've got one thing. But some people you look at, and it's like, just give up. Like, life is trying to kill you, and it's making you its joke. So, either start laughing.
Be man, these nuts.
No, licking the
nuts. I hope he watches this. Just, you heard him.
That was his gamer tag. And I was looking at, because when we got Braden, his PlayStation, I don't care if his name's on the podcast. He's my child.
You don't have to say last name.
Yeah. When we got him the PS4, I had the app and I had his log into my thing, so I could kind of look at what he was, who his friends were and stuff, see if he was friending random people. I go on there, I'm like, I sent him a text, I'm like, who is B-Man D's Nuts? I'm like, whose gamer tag is that? And then he was like, oh, it's just my friend from school. And I was like, yeah, that well, narrows.
What's his name? No, I think it's better.
There's a lot of people that don't think B-Man. Their gamer tag
no,
through.
His PlayStation name is B-Man D's Nuts.
Yeah, PlayStation 5 is something else, though.
He's always had PS5. His gamer tag is Cosmic Matrix, though.
Yeah.
But, like, what was your first gamer tag, son?
Goat Man.
Is it still that?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's, you know.
The only thing that's changed is the numbers behind it.
Yeah, but greatest of all time, man.
But that wasn't why.
I know, but he also likes goats. But, like, that's a gamer tag that you can take into adulthood, and it's still good.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get some people that, like, how many years did you spend as kids building your stats and all your stuff up and your players and, you know, and then all of a sudden you're like, you know what? I can't use Lick My Balls. I now play with professionals. What's your gamer tag, Tasia?
It's no longer appropriate.
Girl, you never played games. You were my sandwich girl.
I was, yeah.
That's how you, Dylan.
Look up your tag. I want to see. Because mine's lagged out. It says, I think I'm looking up the wrong account. It says I have 133 career kills on Apex, which is completely wrong.
Because you have more or less?
Way more.
Way okay. Less.
Career? Which one is
it? Second one.
Oh, greatest, my God.
The greatest.
Apparently not putting a camera on it is
Fortnite
how you get it.
Mobile.
I just backwards shot the little tiny rapper and just sunk Lego it. You wouldn't have seen it on camera anyways. I'll throw Dylan here in a minute. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'd throw Lucy, but
see, that's
she was
wrong.
Rocking the other night.
Don't throw Lucy.
And I was like, hey, girl, you got to stop that.
That's wrong.
Did she stop?
Yeah.
This is wrong. Kills.
That's concerning.
No, you get used right. To it. I talk to myself
no,
all the
not.
Time.
You have that many kills on Pathfinder.
There are certain people yeah, listening going, I wish they would split the audio so that I could listen to both conversations.
Yeah, that'd be helpful.
Separately instead of once.
Yeah.
So yeah, the greatest name of all time that I've ever created. The Will to Live. Lol.
Lol.
Right.
Lol.
You're laughing at that. I'm laughing at it, yeah.
The Will to Live. That's a pretty good tag, though.
It is. It used to be God Z.
My first email was Freak Fender.
That was terrible. Freak Fender?
I remember that.
Okay, here we go. You have 700.
That was years ago.
You have 779 kills on Wraith.
That's probably a little more now, yeah. Or close.
You have 157 kills on Bangalore.
60. It's 2 or 3 or 5 now.
I thought y'all.
Horizon is 19.
I thought y'all boycotted this game.
Ash is 1. This is a while ago.
Did you hear what he said?
Boycott it? Oh, that Sean that the real I reposted.
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. You said Ash is 1 kill. That's old, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Ash, I at least have 100 now. I know I do. I made it a mission to at least get 100 kills on everybody.
But my question is, in the grand scheme of life, what is it going to benefit you?
Is what?
Playing games. Hang on.
What'd you say?
In the grand scheme of life, what is playing games going to benefit you?
Oh, absolutely not.
Fun.
It helps your being able to think and do without thinking.
Your reaction time?
Yeah, that.
Your reaction time, your decision making improves, your hand-eye coordination improves. And here's the thing that I think most people don't understand. If you're doing nothing but play video games. I don't care if you're, you know, 8 or 80. If you're entire, I mean, I guess if you're 80 and you're crippled, it would be okay. Well, but like, other than that, but like if your whole existence is
or you're making game, money doing it.
I mean, if you're making money, I don't care. Yeah. But what I'm saying is you're doing, if you're doing nothing but play video games and you're wasting your life living in your mama's basement and, you know, stuff like that, now we have a problem. I wouldn't care if you was doing if you was reading books like that, but you was a useless human that never did anything but sit in the basement and read books. I would consider that a hobby or a habit that was out of control.
Well, like,
but when you have people that, go ahead.
My favorite streamer, Mandy. I like him so much because he's really good at Apex, but he refuses to go pro, which is where they pay him to play, because he makes money off of like streaming and stuff. But he'll play with a bunch of pros and he'll just carry them all because he's way better. But he just refuses to go pro because he doesn't want to.
Because
when you go pro, you have to stream every day.
Yeah,
you have to.
You got obligations. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, like, stuff like that is fine. They're making money. They're doing a hobby. Or if you, when I first got married, I come home from work. I'd kick my shoes off. I'd sit in my recliner. And my wife would bring me my sandwich, my drink, and my chips. And then the angel would run around and play in the living room, you know, with us. Or she would sit with Tasia or me, just depended. But, like, she wanted to watch me play video games. And we would banter back and forth and, you know, talk about the cutscenes. And she would help me look for secret objects. And, like, it was something we did together. Now, I know guys that will come home, tell their wife to piss off, and then go sit in the bedroom and play video games. But also, there's a lot of them guys that also know their wives that would refuse to just sit down and watch them play a game and interact with them because, oh, I don't like games.
Well, then make a compromise. Don't play games.
You don't have to do that.
Yeah,
play them
you
together.
You don't have to play games with your wife to hang out with her. You can say, if you don't enjoy this, okay, I'll put the controller down. It's a video game.
But hang on. You're not listening to my point. I'm not saying that you can't do that. But there's also a lot about marriage and relationships that people give up, a lot about raising children that people don't understand. Is they're like, well, I don't want to give this up because I enjoy it, or I'm going to give this up because I enjoy it. You don't have to do either or. Why is everything an extreme? If she doesn't like video games, she can play video games or watch you play video games every now and then. If you don't like, I don't know, there's not a lot of stuff I don't like. If you don't like going clothes shopping, I really enjoy it. I like to watch my wife change outfits. But if, like, I know a lot of guys don't enjoy shopping, that's fine. You don't have to go every time. But every now and then, you need to get off your butt, go shopping with your wife, be excited about taking her out. You know what I mean? Like, everything has to be an extreme for a lot of people. Like, I don't like video games, so you can't play video games.
Well,
I don't like motorcycles, so you shouldn't have a motorcycle.
Yeah, okay, cool. I don't like video games. You like video games. Maybe I'm the type of woman that just loathes it. I don't want to be around it. Okay, well, I'll go do something else while you play for a certain amount of time.
That's what I was trying to say. You
like,
said, like,
all
free
of those
time.
Options work.
Yeah, but like, see, that's for a certain amount of time.
Yes.
I know a lot of guys that quit playing video games are doing something they enjoyed altogether because every time they did it, they got nagged to death for doing it. And that is a, hey, I can understand if the guy's wasting all his time doing it and that's all he does, yes, you're not spending time with your spouse. That's wrong. But if you are never allowing, and this goes both ways, if a guy's never allowing a girl or a girl's never allowing a guy to do something they enjoy just because you don't enjoy it, now I can understand. You always have to preface things because people are stupid. If your spouse, male or female, enjoys going and screwing other people, that is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about things that are actually not wrong. Because I've heard the argument for people like, well, I mean, I like other people, but I still want to be with my husband or my wife. And I'm like, that's, no. We're crossing the line. But like video games, stuff like that.
Well, I think, I don't know. I've spent a lot of time on video games. A lot too much time.
And that's something that you noticed yourself.
And so now I don't really play that much. I've been like, when I'm bored, instead of doom scrolling, I'll just play video games.
Which, honestly, to me, is probably a better choice than doom scrolling.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's given, at least your attention span is there. I mean, it's a 15-minute
you have to
game
focus. It takes
or a 30-second video.
It
you
takes
sit there,
effort, yeah. I mean, I can understand that, but, like,
and, like, I, The best part of video games is playing with friends.
I didn't have that.
That's what makes video games so fun, is when you get on and you're just like goofing off and you're doing bad or good, it doesn't matter.
A different generation. Like, had you gotten out your game and then like put on a headset, like, I wouldn't have enjoyed sitting with you nearly as much because you wouldn't have been able to banter with me. You would have had your headphones on and you would have been, you know, talking to your friends on there. And then I'd be like, okay, well, cool. I'm going to go take a bath or whatever while you do this. But
well, this guy said he could get better at Apex than me in two, what did he say, a week?
And I haven't played at all.
You probably could get better than him, but you still won't be able to get better than me. I'm sorry.
I beat you in 1v1s all the time.
Okay, hey, so we're going to make some special brownies, but not tell them they're special brownies. And then right after they kick in, we're going to be like, hey, guys, you want to play Apex? And watch them both be phenomenal. Like, just crushing it, can't die.
Well, that would just be like total concentration.
Just complete domination.
Even
or you guys would be like, I am so good, and your remote wouldn't even be connected.
The hardest part about like playing, like when you just like get on and play by yourself, is you always get like, if I get on Apex to play by myself, I'm bored and I just want to do something for a little bit. And you get the teammates, you suck, you like.
Play well, I mean, that's why I like old school video games better.
Play a single player game.
No, that crap's boring.
I like
play an actual video game like the old Final Fantasy.
That crap's boring.
That's what I'm talking. Single player. That's what,
that crap is boring. I can't do it. Ghost
of Yote just came out. That's what I'm about to go.
Yeah,
play.
On my Xbox.
So like,
I don't know.
Hang on.
It's not
does
out.
Does like Apex have cutscenes?
No.
Oh, that's so boring.
Yes, they don't tell a story. It's just a bunch of people running around shooting each other.
There is a story. There is a story.
It does have a story.
So
it does
boring.
Not have a.
How do you have a story without a cutscene?
Can you make a movie of it?
Every new season, yes, you actually could.
Yeah, that people have done it, actually.
Now, it's stupid, but some of it
yes, but every
sense,
new season, but there's a story. But during your gameplay, there is not an actual storyline.
That would be
it horrible. It is murder each other.
You jump in, and then just a cutscene starts playing halfway
for
through.
For everybody, but that'd be kind of cool.
That would be so stupid. Imagine, yeah. Imagine it's like once you get a certain amount of kills, and then your just character still is there.
It would have to play for everybody.
That would be retarded. The goal is to get in the game. You queue up. You go up and you get what you want.
The goal is airsoft and paintball in a digital format.
No, because you...
It's airsoft and paintball in a digital format.
That is legit Apex, because nobody dies in Apex.
Nobody.
That is the whole backstory of Apex, if I'm correct.
Airsoft and paintball?
Well, no, here's what I'm saying. Even with the...
In the game, they die, though. That's what I'm saying.
No,
like,
no
you
they don't.
Well,
because how are they still alive, man?
Buddy,
okay?
When I shoot
like
at a person,
Magic
they
Dylan.
Die...
Like no, like no. Yes,
I'm talking about
yeah.
in game they
yes.
die.
Like Rainbow Six.
That's not
for
if
instance.
I if we queue up in paintball right now, none of us are gonna despawn off the map
I mean,
right
they,
now.
But
could.
Hang on, wait a minute. When we play airsoft, right?
Yeah.
Two teams go running, doing a certain scenario. They're either combat, capture the flag. They're playing like team.
Apex is battle royale.
Capture battle royale. Think.
Teams of three instead of, like, teams of 40.
Yeah, but think about it. And then when someone gets shot, they run back to the edge and have to tap the barrel and respawn in. It is airsoft and paintball. All of your online combat games are airsoft and paintball in a digital format.
Yeah, I think if you had played games like that, I definitely wouldn't have enjoyed.
If I'm going to play a game like that, I actually
that.
Want
that
to go do it
so
for
boring.
Real. If I want to play airsoft, I'm going to be like, "Hey, Dylan, I know that you haven't done it in a year or two, but like your next birthday, I don't give a crap if you're 30. The next time we do it, we need to go play airsoft for your birthday again because that's the only time I got to play airsoft."
I paintball
on his birthday.
Paintball is just ridiculous.
We can't afford that. I ain't gonna spend that much money on him. I love my children, but I'm broke.
Get your get
yeah,
your
remember that?
Spend on your birthday.
Like that time we he told me he'd buy me a bike if I danced with every girl at the homeschool prom.
Oh yeah.
You see that bike anywhere? Because I don't.
It's right there.
Whoa! That's mine, buddy.
You'd be surprised my skills with the VIN number. It'll still be his, even though you're writing it.
I mean, hey, if y'all been,
and it, I only do 80 mile an hour. That's the top.
Yep.
That's as fast as I could get it to go.
It was 130 last time, but hey, it was 80 now.
I'm trying to, I'm hyping you up, bro. Like, we're going
really
down.
Really? I haven't got it over 35.
Hey, I like that.
In the driveway?
It's a slow bike. But
no, hey, don't get it over 4 in the driveway.
4? What are you talking about?
Miles an hour in the driveway.
4 miles an hour in the driveway.
I don't know. 4 to 15.
Yeah. That's what I say first gear ratio is.
What? 4 mile an hour?
No, 15. 15 is when you shift out of first.
Normal driving, yes.
Exactly. I'm not doing
getting that up to speed, and like you're just really wanting to get in it. Nah, you shift out at about 35 or 40.
Well, that I told you I've never gone over 30.
Yeah, man.
I've never gone over 135.
I haven't never gone under
52.
80.
Under 80? The second he starts the bike, it immediately from 0 to 80 in like 6 inches. And then that's how he speeds.
Wow.
It's like Tron.
Wow.
I know, right?
That's impressive. I want to see
what
this.
The frick?
I want to see this.
I'll show you.
You're going to show me right after the podcast.
Open the door before he gets on the bike. Because, I mean, it's instantaneous. And you might want to turn it around before he gets on.
Nope.
No. Don't worry. I can do that in that, like, amount of
He's
time.
He's going to the wall it.
Yeah.
Tron. Straight like Tron.
Tron it?
Yeah.
Oh.
I can do it.
Do you have the power?
I do have the power.
Is that where your girl is in the Tron world? Is that why none of us can see her?
Yes.
Sorry.
Non-existent.
Y'all going to go watch the new Tron?
Absolutely not.
I'll wait for it to come on like something.
Me too.
4 minutes.
Till what?
Leave.
Till you reach an hour. Why do you act like you're dumb every single week? It's
I never
look,
I never know. Okay, look, we're going to have to come up with some hand signals because you're always gang signing. Okay, you could
like
be 4
Samson.
Minutes over. I could be 4 minutes under, 4 All minutes right. till. Stop in 4 minutes. I've got to pee 4 times. I don't know.
I swear he wasn't like this before.
Before what?
He cut his hair. He's like Samson. He had all his power and all his memory in that hair. And then all of a sudden.
Your hair is an extension of your nervous system. Okay. This is how dedicated I am to Halloween for my wife.
What are you going to be? The the one girl?
Yep.
She's going to be the dinosaur.
My goal is to have my little Honda ready so I can just not be at the party the whole time.
You know what? I'm with him. Me and him are just going to drive somewhere. We'll
Dumb Butt wants me to pick him up for the party. So.
Oh.
Dumb Butt, yeah.
Jiu-jitsu. He's talking about you.
Dumb Butt, Jiu-Jitsu.
Oh, that's stupid. Okay.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Jeez, man.
But see, I love this because like I said, guys are like this and girls are like this.
Oh, she's so sweet.
And the second she leaves.
No, no. In my generation, yes, they were. And maybe they are still, but our daughters are not.
Well, see, okay.
Yeah, our daughters just tell you to your face.
See,
yeah,
but
they
guys
also,
aren't
like,
even like that anymore. Like to other, like... guys think they have to be nice to all the women and, like, you know, like, even men and stuff. They all think they have to be nice now, and it's like, who was it? When we were at SRTLC, the girl that was on the committee, she was, like, walking. She was saying something, and I turned around, and I was just like, shut up. No one is listening to you. And apparently that's rude.
That is rude.
No one's listening to you talk. Quit running
You off. Obviously were listening, or you wouldn't have told her to quit running her mouth.
I can't remember what she was saying.
Oh, snap. Now, when that gets eaten, it wasn't me. Like I said, she was rocking the other night. I was in here working, and I was like, you need to quit that crap. And then she did, and I was like, okay.
Trying to make like a peace treaty done with the doll.
You better be nice to the dolls. Go ahead, Tasia. You know you want to spin it around. She's going to cut her hair and everything.
You're cutting your hair?
You're going to dye it blonde?
No, we ain't getting rid of that gorgeous hair of hers. If she wants to dye it blonde, she can, but I love the way she looks.
Why are you being the old man one if she's being the young one?
Yeah.
Because it's better when there's a little bit
you'd
of an age gap.
You'd actually pull off more of a, with that hairstyle right now?
I could be that one.
The other guy.
The other guy?
Her husband.
not her husband, but Alan Grant.
Sure.
Won't you pull up Alan Grant and then go to the picture?
I've watched it. I just don't know any of their names.
We're not going with the first movie, Alan Grant, because, like, no.
Oh. I thought I was going to bounce it. Yeah. Yeah, him.
Right there?
Bro, that's her husband.
It's that's not, what I just said.
It's not. They don't get married. Oh, they're no. just together.
No. Alan
they're
Grant.
Just, they're just research said, partners.
No, like, you said you would do pull off a better her husband.
They're friends with benefit.
I don't know sure. What?
He said he was being Alan Grant. And you said he'd be a better
look, see the
her
hair.
Husband.
See the hair?
They're the same yeah. person.
I thought y'all said he was going to be able to be the old dude. That's what you said.
That's what you're going to be.
Okay.
You have to be whatever the crap his name is. What's his name?
Because you're short and fat.
Come on, Tasia.
He could be Newman. Marvel.
Who's Newman?
That's the guy who gets absolutely not.
You didn't say the magic word.
Is that the guy who gets it by
Dr.
the
Hammond
Dilophosaurus?
Dilophosaurus, yeah. Gets spit in the face. Yeah,
John fat Hammond. Guy?
I could be him.
You want to be Hammond for us?
The fat?
I've even got the white shirt.
Welcome to Jurassic Park.
It's my best
that was
impression.
Horrible.
You got to talk about the fleas.
The little fleas.
I haven't watched the movie in forever.
So we got on the Montana Drive-In webpage today, right? Me and Adam. And we were like, I wonder if it's open. Not to Montana. Not to Montana. The Highway 51.
Yes.
And then, like, we got on the webpage and, like, Jurassic Park come up. And I'm like, oh, my God. If they're playing Jurassic Park, that's what me and my wife are doing tonight. And so we click on it, and it takes us to IMDb and starts playing the movie. And we're like, what the hell? So we go back to the page. The last update was in 2023. And I'm like, oh.
I want to buy that place.
Look it up. See if it's for sale. Could you imagine being able to do the podcast from your drive-in on Friday nights?
Well, I don't want to do it from my drive-in. I just want to own a drive-in so I can
play movies.
Make money.
That's
and have a business and...
See, I think it would
and
be
cook because I could be in there like cooking up the really good drive-in food, and I'm like a master chef if you didn't know.
Yeah.
So it'd be like gourmet.
Okay, Google does not say that it is for sale.
Well, no, duh. Look up it like on a seller website.
Maybe we should talk to like one of the 50 real estate agents we know.
I know so many real estate agents. I think
there's just too much real estate. What are you?
Why did you teach him how to do that?
Gotta learn how to get your crack pipe going. Don't get it too hot though, to bust in your mouth.
Don't do it,
buddy.
I was listening to the first part of the episode you and Adam and Dylan did. That lighter is not that hard to use. How dumb is Adam?
Dude,
two hands.
It'd have been a long week for him.
Two hands.
I found one for sale in Indiana.
Oh, because we live in Indiana.
They're asking $390,000.
What's the county?
Why would I just say that on the air?
There's no reference whatsoever. What's the county?
Overton.
Look, see if there's any for sale in Overton.
How about I just see if there's any in Overton, and then
or
we build
any
our
near
own.
You. Just saying.
Dude, you got to come to Overton with us.
I don't know where that is.
Actually, I'm trying to figure out how to get us a house in Georgia. I need one in up in Johnson City. I need one in Overton, and I need one by the lake. And I'll try to make sure we have two houses.
There are no active
drive-in
movie theaters in Overton County, Tennessee. The nearest option include Montana Drive-In in Estill Springs and Stardust Drive-In in Watertown. I'm not sure where Watertown is, but Estill Springs, that's the one we go to sometimes.
Isn't Watertown in the Copper Basin?
I don't know.
Look it up.
What do you want me to do?
Yeah, south of Montana.
Watertown, Tennessee.
Okay, but that's not going to say, yes, it's in the Copper Basin.
Look it up on the map. Dude, you need to quit throwing stuff down my shirt. I'm going to make you come dig it out.
You're not.
I used to throw a quarter at your mama.
No, you didn't. You never did that to me. Not once.
Yeah, I know he didn't. He's just full of crap.
He did it to other girls. But he never did it to me.
I was good at it, too. Take a quarter or a penny and just... And it
there
went.
It is. Is that the Copper Basin?
Back out. On the screen. Click on maps up there. Girl, you don't know what you're doing.
Don't worry, I don't even.
All right, now X that out.
Look, that's
okay. Okay, flip over to where people are seeing what you're trying to do.
No, thank you.
Where is it?
Nashville.
Never eat east of Nashville.
That does it. Woman, where is it on the map? Put your cursor on it.
Over here.
Over there.
Nashville.
Close to... There it is.
That's Watertown?
Yes.
Okay, no, that's not in the Copper Basin.
Yeah, we're getting pretty far out from Overton.
From Overton. Yeah.
We live in Nashville, by the way, guys.
Do we?
Yeah. Do we really? Do we really now, Dylan? That's why you hear all the traffic outside.
Mm-hmm. We live in the country, of course, of Nashville.
The country of Nashville. There is no country of Nashville.
Nashville country.
Yeah, there is. Country
yeah, I swear there is. I not, swear I've driven through
not
countries
a lot.
Nashville.
Not in Nashville.
In Nashville.
The outskirts of Nashville, yeah, but not in Nashville.
Yeah, obviously downtown Nashville is not a
the nicest place field. In downtown Nashville is the hospitals and the campuses.
Don't go to... I do like Vanderbilt. That's
yeah,
a very
it's a beautiful campus.
I want to go to Nashville because there's a card shop up there.
Like a greeting card?
Yeah.
A gift card?
What are you doing tomorrow?
Working.
Sounds gay, bro.
Yeah.
Take off.
Well, if he didn't work at the male strip club, it wouldn't be as gay, but you know.
Bro, I was like, what you doing tomorrow? You want to go tomorrow?
This guy is always working.
Like, you got to clean the gutters out tomorrow.
Ha.
I'll think about it.
We have trees growing out of our gutters. You got to clean the gutters, bro.
I mean, working.
50 a foot of gutter.
And then my cousin's in, so
that's
we're
what I would charge if
her.
I did gutters.
That's why you're not going to make any money doing gutters. Are you looking up places in Chattanooga?
All right.
It would be pretty cool to have.
I'm just trying to learn geography.
What's up?
Just right now?
She just realized her sense of direction, okay? Imagine a drunk blind badger.
Time.
1 hour and 7 minutes.
Getting hungry? Time to go eat.
I wasn't specifically trying to learn how to do geography. I was just trying to learn where in geography, in the geography of Tennessee, these different places are.
Yeah. Say we were looking at a map.
And with
that's what I was doing.
And with
and
that,
I put my finger on that map.
Over, I forgot something. You know, like when they end a play or something, and it's like, and with that or something like that.
Oh, I have a new play we have to go to.
What's that?
I'll talk to you about that.
I have a play we're going to, too.
Huh?
Really?
Yeah.
Is it the Evil Dead the Musical? Because that's the one I want to go to.
No, absolutely not.
Well, the new one that we're going to go to is Macbeth.
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome.
I forgot the one that I'm called, but it's a bunch of hillbillies.
I enjoyed The Princess Bride Star Wars. Space Wars or whatever.
That would not have been funny without the narrator people.
That is
I know,
very true.
But
they were awesome.
It was pretty
that
darn
was
good.
That was the whole play.
They were great.
Oklahoma was really good.
It was very good.
Fiddler on the Roof
and
was
with that,
incredible.
It was incredible.
The show's over. No,
that's
not right.
And with that, 2025 year something, whatever you said.
I now present to you Mr. and Mrs. End of the Show.
Like, subscribe, comment, share.
That was
yeah.
Terrible.
That was supposed to be my trumpet.
I got it.
Yeah.